Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Ayin Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the top of daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Asunu Matzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Elazar Shalom Ben Tovya Gedalia and Chava Fega Bas Yibadal Chaim Toivim Rib Shmaya. So we're continuing along in the sugyos that began in the beginning of Perek HaMoicheres HaBayis, which discuss if somebody sells something to somebody else, he wasn't very clear in terms of what should and should not be included in the sale. The question is, what is included and what's not included? It began with a HaMoicheres HaBayis. We've gone through several different asset classes. Today's daf is going to discuss somebody that sells a donkey. So, HaMoicher es HaChamor, what is included and what's not included. Zok de Mishnah, HaMoicher es HaChamor, if somebody sells a donkey, loy machar kelev, so the kelim, the accessories, the paraphernalia that typically are associated with the chamar are not included in the sale. Nocham Hamadi Oimer. Nocham Hamadi said, Mocher Kalev. No, the Kalim are going to be included. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda said, it depends. Pamim Mechurim. Pamim Eina Mechurim. Sometimes they're included and sometimes they're not included. Kate said, what does it depend on? Hoy Chamar Lofonov, the Kalev Olav. In the event that this chamar that's being discussed was in the presence of the buyer and the seller, the kelim that are being discussed were physically on the chamor, the amaloi, and the lekeach told the moicher, mechor li chamor chazeh, sell to me chamor chazeh. Hare kelim mechurim, then the kelim are going to be included. Chamor chahu, if however, same scenario, but the lekeach tells the moicher, not mechor li chamor chazeh, but mechor li chamor chahu. So instead of using the word zeh, he uses the word hu, in kelim mechurim. In that instance, the kelim are not going to be included. So the topic of the Mishnah is, hamoicher es hachamor, mocher es hakelim, or loy mocher es hakelim. And the short answer is, three opinions. The Chachamim say, Loi Machar Kelev. Nocham Hamadi said, Machar Kelev. Rabbi Yehuda is the cause of Hashlishi HaMachriya Beinayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, it depends. If he said, Chamor Chazeh, Kelev Mechurim. If he said, Chamor Chahu, Ein Kelev Mechurim. The Gemara now is going to do what it always does, and that is comment and explain the Mishnah. Zok Dehilagi Gemara, Amar Ula. Machloikis, the machlokes in our Mishnah, the three opinions, as it relates to hamoicher es hachamor, machar kelov, oiloi machar kelov, is talking specifically about the sak, the diskia, and the kumni of the chamor. So what exactly these three kelim are, I think you had to be there. But what they mean and what they have in common is these kelim were part of the chamar in the event that you were going to use the chamar to schlep. So in the event that the chamar is being used lemasoi, so then you would have a sack, which is a sackcloth, a diskia, which is also some form of bag, and a kumni, which is actually interesting, that the Gemara is going to explain, is a saddle that was used for a woman that was on the chamar. And it's interesting that when a man was on the chamar, so it was considered that the man was riding the chamar. If the woman was on the chamar, we don't view it as if the woman is riding the chamar, but she's viewed more as the cargo. She is being carried along with the chamar. As a result, the kumni, which was used for women, falls into the category of accessories that are used lamasu. But the bottom line is, Ula said, this discussion in our Mishnah, the Machloikis is talking about the kelim of the chamar that are used when you want to use the chamar for logistics, to carry things. The Tanakama Savar, and the Machloikis is as follows. The Tanakama holds, Stam Chamar Lurkav Koi, that usually, a chamor is used for riding. As a result, if somebody sells a chamor stam, we don't assume that the kelim associated with carrying things are going to be included. For Nocham Amadi Sava, whereas Nocham Amadi holds, stam chamor lemasoi koi. That stam chamor is lemasoi, and being that it's lemasoi, so therefore, min hastam, if someone's moikra chamor, the assumption is that the kelim that I use lemasoi are going to be included. Aval ukif umardas kilkali v'chab. book, that these were the kalim, these were the accessory of the chamor that were necessary for riding. The ukavis, the saddle, the mardases, the blanket that was put underneath the saddle. The kilkli was a strap that kept the saddle in place. The chavok was something else that was put around the chest of the chamor. But the point is, the kalim that were used for riding, divrei hakol mechurim, everybody's going to hold our mechurim, because if somebody buys a chamor, for sure he's using the chamor as transportation. He's using it to ride the chamor. In other words, Ula is making a very critical qualification in our Mishnah, that when the Mishnah discusses hamoicher es hachamor, mochar kelov, loy mochar kelov, it's all regarding the kelov that were used l'masoy. There it's a discussion whether they're included. But as it relates to the kelim that were used lirkoiv, divrei hakol mechurim, everybody holds they're going to be included in the set. What's the difference between the kelim that are used l'masoy versus the kelim that are used lirkoiv? It's because stam chamor is for sure meant lirkoiv, whereas stam chamor is not for sure meant lamasa. It's for sure meant lirkoiv, thus all the accessories necessary lirkoiv are going to be included in the sale. As it relates to lamasa, that's already machloikis, nocham amadi in the chacham, and whether stam chamor was meant for that as well, thus machloikis, whether those accessories are included or not included. Feit gemara kash on ula mesve. From a braisa, chamor v'kelov ani moichalachs. In the braisa, somebody selling a chamor, but here he was more explicit. He said, I'll sell you my chamor, v'kelov. He was mefarish v'kelov. Not like in our Mishnah, where he was a moicher es hachamor stam. Says the Braiso, what's the halacha? Harez a moicher es ha'ukif, ves ha'mardas, ves ha'kilkili, ves ha'chapok. So all the kelim that are necessary to ride the chamor are going to be included. Avaloi moicher, sak, v'diskiya, v'kumni. Whereas the kelim that are necessary, l'masoy, are not going to be included. It was mancha, amalehi v'chom mancha oleo. What if he wouldn't just say, chamor v'kelim ani moichalach? He would add language, and he would say, I'll sell you the chamor, the kelim, v'chom mancha oleo. Then, harei kula mechurim, then even the kelim that are used, l'masoy, are going to be included. Says the Gemara, what do you see from this braisa? That if somebody says, chamor v'kelim ani moichalach, then, and only then, it sounds like if you wouldn't be mefarish that I'm selling you the chamor and its kelim, then even that set of kelim, the kelim that are used in lirkoiv, would not be included. So the Gemara says, time amalei chamor v'kelim hudakani ukev v'mardas v'chulei. It's only because he said mefarish chamor v'kelim ani moichalach. Haloi amaloi hachi. But if he wouldn't say that mefurish, then loy, then it would not be included. It's a kasha on who? It's a kasha on Ula. Ula said that as it relates to the kelim that I use lirkoiv, divrei hakol mechurim, there's no shaila. Even a moicher es hachamor stam, daloch is, that it's going to be included. And even though in our Mishnah it's a machlokes, a moicher es hachamor stam, whether or not the kelim are included or are not included, that's all with regards to the kelim that I use lamasoy. In this price, it's mefurish, L'chura, that if someone is moicher a chamor stam, that the kelim lirkev are not included. Where do you see that? Because the braisa says chamor v'kelim ani moichalach. It's then and only then that mochar es ha'ukif es ha'mardas ves ha'kilkli ves ha'chabok, implying that if it was stam, they would not be included, which is a very, very clear kasha. And Ula, but the Gemara says no. Hu adin d'avak after yom lechamor v'kelim nami ukif ha'mardas mechur. Loilam, I'll tell you that the opinion of the Tana, the braisa, is that even if the moicher would not have said chamor kelov ani moichalach, still the ukiv the mardas would be included, because the kelim lirkoiv are always included. In fact, in our Mishnah, where there's a machloikis, a moichas chamor stam, whether the kelim are included or not included, he was never discussing those kelim. Aye, if that's the case, why did the braisa say chamor v'kelov ani moichalach, then hariz a mocher es ukiv es hamardas, even if he didn't see those words? So the Gemara says, you're right. The reason that the braisa said it in that way was to teach me a chiddush. Tafak after amalei chamor v'kelov, that even if he said chamor v'kelov, still sak v'diski v'kumni loikani, it's only the kelim lirkev that are going to be included, but the kelim lamasoy are not going to be included. So the diak is a good diak, but at the same time, the Gemara is tining that you can't imply a halacha that's going to contradict Ula from that diak, because I could tell you that the reason that the braisa said chamor v'kelov ani moichalach was not to teach me the first halacha of it was to teach me a chiddush in the second halacha that loy mocher sak v'diske v'kumni, but enochinami, even if he would not have said chamor v'kelov ani moichalach, still all the kelim lirkoiv would be included. Says the Gemara, my kumni. So we've been talking about this kumni. Ula mentioned it. The Braisa mentioned it. So what exactly is the kumni? Says the Gemara, Amar Apapar Bar Shmuel, Merkafta Denashi, which we already explained. It's this accessory that was needed if a woman was going to be riding on the chamar, and that's included, it's a chiddush, in the kelim limasoi, not in the kelim lirkoif. Bottom line is, we have a Mishnah that mentions machloikis tanam, three opinions, hamoichas hachamar stan, machar kelev, loy machar kelev. Ula was mefarish, and Ula said that the Machloikis is talking dafka about kelim that are asuyin lemasui, whereas kelim that are asuyin lirkoiv, divrei akol mechurim, everybody is going to agree that they are going to be included. Then the Gemara brought a braisa, which was a little bit trickier, but lechura, what emerged from this braisa is, what would be if the seller wouldn't just be moicher chamar stam, but he would be moicher chamar v'kelav. Then the halacha is that still, loy machar, the kelim that are asuyin lemasa. Right? That's what the price is said. If someone says chamar v'kelav, so the kelim that are asuyin lirkoiv, those kelim are included. The ones that I use lemasoi are not included. The Gemara explained, per Shita Sula, that really the kelim that are asuyin lirkoiv are included even if he didn't say chamar v'kelav. Because when the Mishnah discusses Chamar Stam, whether the Kalim are included or not included, they never meant those Kalim. Because those Kalim are always going to be included, even if he said Chamar Stam. Certainly if he said Chamar V'Kalim. The Iker Chiddush was that the Kalim that are meant Lamasoi are not going to be included. So it's Pashit then, Lachura, at this point. It's a segue into the next Gemara, that's why we're doing this. But Lachura, it's Pashit, that this price is going according to the Chacham. The Chachamim who hold in our Mishnah, Hamoicher Sachamar, Loi Machar Kalev, and Ula was Mefarish, which Kalim are not included? The Kalim that are meant, Lemasoi. Not only are those Kalim not included if you Moicher the Chamar Stam, but what emerges is that even if you would say that you're selling the chamar v'kelav, still they would not be included. So it's a toisefes knech in Shita Sachacham. Pasha, right? Just daf yomi gelernt. That this brisa has to be the chachamim, and it's mavur that the halach of the chachamim, that the kelim that are meant lemasoi are not included, is true, even if you said chamar v'kelav. When do the chachamim agree that those kelim are included? If you would say, he v'chol ma'sha'ala, said he v'chol mashallah, then already even those kelim will be included. Says the Gemara, Ibayil, next part of the sugya. But oiden all of machloikis, this machloikis between Nachum Hamadi and the Chachamim, is it talking about where these kelim in question were on the animal? But in the event that the kelim were not physically on the animal at the time of the sale, maybe moidul Nachum Hamadi. Maybe Nachum Hamadi would be moided that the kelim were not included. Or perhaps b'she'enon olav machloikis. Maybe the machloikis is dafka talking about where the kelim were not on the chamar. But in the event that the kelim were on the chamar, could be moidul Rabbanu l'Nachum. Maybe Rabbanu would be moided to Nachum that the kelim will be included in the sale. So the Bnei Yeshiva had the following question. You have in our Mishnah, Machlokes Nachum Hamadi in the Chacham. Hamoicher Sachamar. Machar Kelev, Loi Machar Kelev. These Kelim, are they on the Chamar at the time of the sale? Or are they not on the Chamar at the time of the sale? I can hear it both ways. And the Gemara says, I think that could dramatically impact the Machlokes. Maybe the Machlokes Dafka is Ba'odan Olav, but Be'en Oidan Olav. Even Nachum Hamadi would say, Loi Machar Kelev. Efshefaket. Maybe the Machloikis is talking Davka b'she'en oidan olav, but b'oidan olav, maybe the Rabbanu would be moida to Nachum Hamadi. Tosfos speaks out, by the way, the Gemara could have said a third side, that maybe the Machloikis is bein oidan olav u'bein ein oidan olav. But the bottom line is, the Gemara is not sure. This Machloikis in our Mishnah, oidan olav, ein oidan olav, how exactly are you supposed to view this? So the Gemara says, Toshma, I could bring you a raya from the Braisa that we just mentioned. So we have the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Braisa talks a little bit more than the Mishnah does, as it always does. From the Braisa, there's a little bit of language that can shed some light into this Shaila. What did the Braisa say? It was Mancha Amalehu V'chol Masha Olav. What would be if somebody is Mekra Chamar and he said, I'll sell you the Chamar, and not just the Chamar and the Kalim, but Hu V'chol Masha Olav, Hare Kulon Mechurin. So then the halach is that everything is going to be included in the sale, meaning even the Kalim that I met Lamasui are going to be included. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, I am Bishlam about Udan Olav Machlikis. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that the Machlikis between Nachum Hamadi and the Chachamim was be oidan olav, it's talking about where the kelim in question were literally on the Chamor, Hamani Rabbanani, then for sure, who's the time of the Braisa? The Rabbanan, as we mentioned when we did our little recap, right? L'chura, the Braisa shries the Chachamim, and everything is going to be good. But if you're going to tell me that the machloikis Nachman Badi and the Chachamim is b'she'ein oydan olav, avo ba'oydan olav, but in the event that the kelim were on the chamar divrei akom uchurim, everybody's going to hold its macher. Hamani, who then is going to be the tana of the brisa? What's the problem? The problem is that the brisa's case is l'chayra for sure talking about where it was oydan olav. How do you know that? Because what did the last line of the Braisa say? Oh, so you're talking about where the kelim are on it. That is for sure the case, because in the event that he says, I'll sell you it and whatever is, oh, so these kelim are on it. And what do you see from the Braisa? That only when you're mefarish that I'll sell you it v'chol nashe oleh is the halacha harei kula mechurim. But if you wouldn't be mefarish it, nah. Now, if you're going to tell me that in the event that it's oydan olav, the chachamim are moida to Nachum Amadi, then you don't have to say he v'chol masha alel. The mere fact that the kelim are on it is a reason that it should be included in the sale. So bishloim, if you're going to tell me that be'oydan olav machloikis, so I understand the brice. The brice is going according to the chachamim. That's why the brice says the kelim that I use l'masoy are not included. Even if you say mufurish, I'm selling the kelim, still not included. If, however, you would say, oh, it's on it, because that's where this halacha was stated, right? We're not even having this conversation. Everybody holds it's not macher. Oh, then, even the chachamim amoid, it's going to be included. But if you're going to tell me that the machlekes is dafka be'einoidan olav, avo be'oidan olav divrei akoil mechurin, so once it's oidan olav, memel it's included in the sale, according to even the chachamim. According to Nachum Amadi, it's for sure included in the sale. So who's the tan of the braisa that holds that even when it's oidon olav, still you would have to say, I'm selling you he v'chol mashallah. L'chayra, if it's oidon olav, then the chachamim hold it's saivi included, even without that extra language. So the Gemara says, l'oilam, I will tell you, really, the machloikis between the Chachamim and Nachum Amadi could be like the other tzad, b'she'ein oydan olav, v'rabbonani, and you want to know who the time of the braisa is, it's the rabbonani. What's the kasha? If the machloikis is b'she'ein oydan olav, but if it's b'she'ein olav, the rabbonani amoydan to Nachum Amadi. So, why do you have to say, hivachol mashaleh? Hivachol mashaleh implies that it was on it. If it's on it, memela it's included. Even without saying it, says the Gemara, v'eima say it was mancha amaleh. Not the moicher said, hivachol mashaleh, because we're not talking about where it was oydan olav, but rather, if he told him who, the chol mashero oiliyoy salav. If he said, I'll sell you it and whatever's right to be on it, oh, whatever's right to be on it, that's when it's going to be negay. Again, the Gemara's diik was just from the lashon of the moicher. I'll sell you he v'chol mashaleh. He v'chol mashaleh sounds like it's on it. And now you're saying mefurish, I'll sell you everything that's also on it. Oh, that's where this shailas loilam is talking about where it's not on it, because if it's on it, anyways, we're not having this conversation, because be'ein oydan olav machloikis, I he v'chol mashaleh, not he v'chol mashaleh, but rather who v'chol mashero oiliyoy salav. Toshma, another Makar, maybe, to be pushed at the Shiloh. So again, what's the Shiloh? Ba'oidan olav machloikis, or ba'ein olav machloikis? So the Gemara says, maybe you could bring a raya from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, there were three opinions. Hamoichas hachamor loy machar kelev, that's the Shita of the Chachamim. Nachum Amadi said machar kelev. Rabbi Yehuda came, and he cut the baby in half. He said, pamim mechurim, pamim ena mechurim. What does it depend on? So let's read the language of Rabbi Yehuda, because it's critical to understanding this next Gemara. If the Chamor was in front of him, and the Kelim were on top of the Chamor, and he told him, sell me this Chamor, hare Kelim Mechurim. If he said Chamor Chochu, ain't Kelim Mechurim. Now the Gemara at the end of the Sugya is going to explain Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in terms of what's the difference between Chamor Chozeh and chamor chohu. But one thing is mefurish in the Mishnah, and that is the case of Rabbi Yehuda, where he says his distinction between chamor chazeh and chamor chohu is where the chamor was lefanov and the kelim were on him. So Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is talking about where it's Kalev Olav. Okay, so says the Gemara. Rav Yehuda said, Pamim Mechurim, Pamim She'im Mechurim. My love, doesn't it sound like Amaydu Kama Tanakama Koi, Rav Yehuda? The Rav Yehuda is commenting on what the Tanakama said, and not just the Tanakama. Tanakama Nochem Amadi. In other words, the Tanakama said, Hamoichas HaChamor, Loi Machar Kalev. Nochem Amadi said, Hamoichas HaChamor, Machar Kalev. So according to Tanakama, no. According to Nochem Amadi, yeah. What's Rav Yehuda saying? Sometimes yes, yeah, sometimes no. Now, Rav Yehuda's talking about where it's Oidan Olav. So what does it sound like? It sounds like the Chachamim say Oidan Olav, no. Nochem Amadi says Oidan Olav, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says when it's Oidan Olav, sometimes no and sometimes yeah. Oh, but from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is being machriya between the Tanakam and the Nochem Amadi, and Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Oidan Olav, so it sounds like the Tanakam and Nochem Amadi also talking about Oidan Olav. Say a geshmak, but the Gemara says loy. It's not muchach that that's what Rabbi Yehuda is doing. Right, the Gemara says, my love, amayda kamar Tanakam koy Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is talking straight to what exactly they're saying. You said no. In this case, you said, yeah, in this case, I hold. Sometimes, no, sometimes, yeah, in these cases, depending if you said, zehu. No. Rabbi Yehuda, milsa achriti kama. Rabbi Yehuda is saying his own thing. What does that mean? So the Tarp Rashbam explains that lo'ilom the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim was talking about be'ein oidan olav. But what's implied from that? What's implied from that is that if it was oidan olav, divrei hakol would hold that it's mechurin, it's on that diuk that comes from the machloikis that Rabbi Yehuda chimes in. And Rabbi Yehuda says that I hold that that's not the case. It's not always true that if it was Oidan Olav, that it's going to be Mechurim, but rather it's going to depend on whether you said Zeh or whether you said who. So Rabbi Yehuda is not being machriya between the Tanakama and Nochem Hamadi as much as he's arguing with the Tanakama and Nochem Hamadi. The Tanakama and Nochem Hamadi are talking about Be'en Oidan Olav. Implied is that if it's Oidan Olav, yeah, always Mechurin. On that, Rabbi Yehuda came in, that's where he puts his asterisk and says, I disagree with that. I hold that even if it's Oidan Olav, it's not Muchach that it's going to be Mechurin. It depends on whether he said who, or whether he said, Zokta Gemara, Amalei Ravina the Ravashi, Toshma. I'll try to be poached the Shiloh from somewhere else. Again, what's the question? This discussion in our Mishnah of Hamoichas HaChamor, Mochar Kelev, Loi Mochar Kelev, is it talking about Oidan Olav, or Loi Ein Oidan Olav? So first we try bringing a raya from the Braisa of Amud Aleph. Then we try bringing a raya from the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. So we try bringing a raya off an art. The discussion was regarding Chamor v'Kelev. We have our Mishnah, we have our Braisa. We thought maybe we had a raya from either one of them. And we struck out on both accounts. Says the Gemara that if you can't bring a raya minei obey from the sugya, so what's the next best move? Mimerchak tovi lachma. Let's see if we can shtel tzu some of the other sugyas. I mean, there's a lot to choose from in terms of if somebody sells, it is included, it's not included, what's included, what's not included, and maybe we could be machriya from this. The Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah in yesterday's daf. Machares HaKoron. If somebody sells a wagon, loy machares HaProdos. So the mules that schlepped this wagon are not included. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Kameda Rabavo. And Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava said in the presence of Rabavo, he said over a price that said machares HaKoron, machares HaProdos. So the Mishnah says machares HaKoron, loy machares HaProdos. But Rav Tachlifa told Rabavo, I heard a price that said machares HaKoron, machares HaProdos. So when Rabavo heard the braisa, he told him, how could you say over such a braisa? It's not like our Mishnah. But that time we learned in the Mishnah, loy machar, right? So he told him back, did Rav Tachlifa v'amalei ismaya? So should I mekois this braisa? Should I cross it out? V'amalei, no. He said, don't do that. Tetarge masnisach ba'adukim boy. Making a kimta in the braisa. Don't knock out the braisa. Could be the Braisa is not really contradicting the Mishnah, just make it a kimta in the Braisa. If you make it a kimta, then you can make this work. What should the kimta be that the Braisa is talking about, where the mules are attached to the wagon? A dukin boy with the hook, the whole 9 yards. Oh, so if they're attached over there already, it's going to be different. Now, what do you see from there? The Mishnah that says machas akorin le machas aprodos is talking about where they were not attached. The Braisa that says machas akorin machas aprodos is talking about where they were attached. Meaning, it's the chura implied that the Mishnah Yena Mishnah with the wagon and the mules are talking about where they weren't attached to each other. Now, mid Reisha, B'she'en Oydan Olav, if that Mishnah, which we're calling the Reisha, is talking about B'she'en Oydan Olav, they're not attached. So, Seifa Nami B'she'en Oydan Olav. So, Luchura, it makes sense that our Mishnah should also be talking about B'she'en Oydan Olav. For the sake of consistency, once we know that the previous Mishnah is B'she'en Oydan Olav, doesn't it make perfect sense that our Mishnah is also B'she'en Oydan Olav? But the Gemara says, Adarabba, if you want to start going down this road, Ema Reisha, let's take a look at the Reisha. Meaning, there's a Reisha that goes before that Mishnah. Which Reisha? The first Mishnah in the Perek. The Mishnah said, Amoicher Sasvina. What's included, what's not included, and included in what's not included is Avaloi Mochar, Loyaso Avodim, Valoyaso Antiki. The slaves that were part and parcel of the ships were not included in the sale. And the Antiki also, Famrina, my Antiki. And Bnei Yeshiva said, what is Antiki? Amar Rapapa said, Iska de Bigava. It's referring to the merchandise that comes along with it. Now, that merchandise that's not included is obviously talking about where it was in the ship, right? Iska de Bigava, because otherwise, of course, it's not included. So we're talking about where it was Bigava, meaning Umid de Reisha Baidan Olav. So you see the Reisha is talking about where it was Oydan Olav. So Seifa Nami Baidan Olav. Doesn't it make sense that the Seifa should be Oydan Olav as well? In other words, the Gemara is saying that if you want to start saying that I could be machriya, whether our Mishnah is talking about Oydan Olav, not Oydan Olav, based on akimtas that the Gemara already made on previous Mishnayas, you're going to end up all over the place. Because the Mishnah Machas HaKaron, the Machas HaPradis is talking about Ein Oydan Olav. Whereas the Mishnah that says Machas HaSfino, the Machas Antiki is talking about, yeah, Oydan Olav. So which Mishnah do you want to apply to try to shed some light on our Mishnah? Ela Tana Mili Mili Tani. The bottom line is sometimes the Tana went this way, sometimes the Tana went that way, and as a result, you can't shtel to anything. Simin Zagom Nasan. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Rabbi Eliezer, for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, for Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Nasan, for Sumches, for Nachum Amadi, Kulu Sfirulhu. They're all of the opinion. Ki Mazbin Inish Midi, that when somebody sells something, Iyu V'chol Tashmishtei Mazbin. He doesn't just sell that thing, but rather, all the Tashmishim are included as well. Meaning, all these Tanam have a broad definition of what's included in a sale when the Moicher is very ambiguous. He leaves it open-ended. He's a Moicher stop. Rabbi Eliezer, who's Rabbi Eliezer? All these sheikhs we've had already. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Perek HaMoicher Sabayi, is Rabbi Eliezer, Amir Rabbi Eliezer, said, HaMoicher Sabayi Sabad, if somebody sells an olive press, Machar HaSakayra, the beam that was used to press the olives, are included. Chamim hold not. But Rabbi Eliezer holds more is included. He says, the Kaira is included. Shimon Gamliel, it's not. Shimon Gamliel, Loi Me'HaMoicher Sa'ir. If somebody sells a city, Machar HaSanter, the Santer is going to be included. So the Gemara, HaMoicher Sabayi, has already explained what the Santer is, two different sheikhs. But the bottom line is, again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that more is going to be included. Remeir, the time, Remeir said, Machar Sakerem, if somebody sells a vineyard, Machar Tashmishe Hakerem, all the ancillaries, all the pitchavkes that are needed for the kerem are going to be included. Rab Nosson, the Sumchis, who's Rab Nosson and Sumchis, Bitzis Vidugis, so that was of the beginning of a Machar Sasfina fane, so that was the little boat that came along with the big yacht, because the yacht can't get too close to shore, so to transport from the shore onto your fancy big boat, you had to take this butzis or digis. The Gemara said that the same thing. Basre, the Rameir, was known one way. Basre, the Sumchis, was known as something else. But again, Rab Nosson and Sumchis are both of the opinion, not Rameir. Rab Nosson, that more is included. And finally, Nachum Amadi, Hada Amarim, Nachum Amadi, who we just said in our Mishnah, that Amoicher Es HaKelim, or Amoicher Es HaChamor, all these Kelim are going to be included. Now, the Rashbam speaks out that although Abaye said that all of these Tanon are Sfirulohu, they're all of the opinion that Ki Mazbin Inish Midi Iva Chol Tashmishni Mazbin, it doesn't mean they all hold Mamish the same thing. Meaning, Lav Dafka Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, and Lav Dafka Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to hold what Nachum Amadi held, and Lav Dafka Nachum Amadi is going to hold that the Bitzis and the Dugis are included in the sale. The Tzadash Shava between all these Shitas are, is that they all hold that more than just the Stam is included. They're all chaylik with the Chachamim in their respective sugyas, and they say that whereas the Chachamim hold less is included, they hold more is going to be included. In fact, the Rashbam says that that's why the Lashon of Abaye is that all these Tanoim kulu sviruluhu ki mazbin inish midi iu v'chol tashmish de mazbin. But kulu sviruluhu, as opposed to Abaye himself, who in many places in Shas, will say all these Tanam were Amru Davar Echad, right? They all hold of the same Shita. We spoke at a Reid Bayit in Cheskes Abatim from Rav Reuven Margolis, whose yard site it is today, Rav Reuven Ben Moshe, today's Daf Shetaka Biya, Schus Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav Reuven Ben Moshe, who spoke about this Inyan, a classic Rav Reuven Margolis. Why is it that when the Gemara says that a whole list of Tanam, Akulu Sfiruluhu, the same way, there's a Messiah that we don't paskin that way? If all the Tanam hold that way, that's a reason we shouldn't paskin that way. Hadvar Matik, but this is not Mamish the same thing. And that's the Rashbam's Diyak, that it doesn't say Amru Dover Echad, but rather what it says is Kulu Sfiruluhu. And that's the Rashbam's point, because Amru Davar Echad means they all hold the same thing. They don't all hold the same thing. They're just all being meisif with the, onto their respective balei plukta. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, either way, Rabbi Yehuda was the third sheet in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda said that sometimes the kelim of the chamar are included, sometimes they're not included. What does it depend on? So if the chamar was lefanov, the kelim were on it, and he said, mechur li chamar chazeh, then the kelim are mechurim, chamar chahu, in kelim mechurim. So the Gemara says, maishno chamar chazu, and maishno chamar chahu. What's the difference? What's the difference between zu and hu? Amar Rava. Rava said, chamar chazu, yada de chamar didehu. The case, the way the Rashbam explains it is, where there was one chamar standing in front of the chamar and the lekeach. And the lekeach tells the moicha, will you please sell me your chamar? But he didn't just say your chamar. He said, chamar chazu. Why do you have to say zu? It's the only chamar in town. It's the chamar that's in front of them. So why did he say that? Meaning, he knows that it's his. And he's not being moist of anything with the word zu. Probably because what he's saying is, I don't just want the chamar, I want the kelim as well. Oh, that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, if you say chamar chazu, the kelim are going to be included. Chamar chahu, if however he says chamar chahu, then we assume the lo yada de chamar didehu. We don't know, or the lekeach doesn't know for sure that this chamar belongs to the moicher. The hachi kamale, and this is the way we interpret his words. Chamar chahu shetim karenali, b'lashim b'nia, says the Rashbam. He's telling him, tell me, chamar chahu, this is your chamar, because if it is, I want to buy it. But he never said any language that would suggest that he's not just buying the chamar, but he's buying the kelim that are on it as well. So chamar chazu, it's not b'lashim shelo. Thus, he seems to know for sure the chamar belongs to the moicher. So why are you saying the word zu? To distinguish between this chamar and another chamar, there only is one chamar. Oh, to tell me that you're not just buying the chamar, you're buying the kelim as well. Chamar chahu, you can taich balashim bitmiya. That's the way we taich, and that's why the kelim are not going to be included. We'll just make a haschola on the next mishnah. Hamoicher es chamar. If somebody sells a chamar, mocher es hasyach. So the baby chamar is included as well. Mocher es hapar. If somebody sells a cow, mocher es bena, then the baby cow is not included. Mocher ashpa. If somebody sells the ashpa, so the ashpa is the garbage dump. Not the garbage, the garbage dump. So is the garbage included? It's a Mishnah. Machar Zivla, yes. Machar Bar, if somebody sells a pit, Machar Meimea, the water in the pit is included. Machar Kiveres, if somebody sells a beehive, Machar Dvoirin, the bees are included. Machar Shoivach, if somebody sells the place where the birds live, Machar Yoinim, the birds are included as well. Says the Gemara like this, regarding the first part of the Mishnah. Hamoicher es chamor, Machar es siach, Machar es hapara, loy Machar es bina. So if you sell a chamor, the baby is included. If you sell the para, the baby is not included. So what's going to be the Gemara's kasha? What's the difference between a chamar and a par? If the moicher said, I'll sell you she, meaning the mother, and her child, afilu para b'nanami. So then even the para b'na should be included. Why is a moicher as a para le moicher as b'na? And if that's not what the moicher said, afilu chamar nami loy, then by the chamar also not. Meaning, there's a difference between a chamar and a para. It should depend on what did you say. If you said, I'm selling you it with the child, then it should be included. And if not, I guess, it shouldn't be included. Papa said, the Amale, the case is talking about where the Moicher said, Chamar Menika, Upara Menika, Ani Moichalach. I'm going to sell to you a Chamar that's nursing and a Para that's nursing. And the Gemara says like this, Bishlema Para, Bishlema, a Para that's nursing, Ikala Meimar, you could say, that the reason that in this contract, in this agreement, it was stipulated that it's not just a para that's being sold, but it's a par meniko. Could be it's the chalva bayila. Could be it's for the milk. The reason is the milk is kosher milk, and maybe you want the milk. So it's not muchach that the point of saying para meniko is for the child. Could be it's pashit for the milch. El chamar, but a chamar meniko, my kamale. If you don't mean the child, then why would you want a chamar meniko? For the milk? the milk is not kosher. Kalayotza min atame, tame. Oh, shmamina. From that language of chamar menika, what do you learn? He ubna kamrale. Obviously, what you must have wanted was the child. Says the Gemara as a postscript. So the Mishnah said, amichas a chamar, machas a siach. What's a siach? That's this baby donkey. So the Gemara says, v'amai karle siach. Why do we refer to the baby donkey as a siach? Shemahalich achar. Because if you want to get a baby donkey to move and to follow you, you speak to it softly. That's the way you get it to move, and that's why we refer to it as a siach. Believe it or not, the Gemara is going to take the cue of this last line. The Mishnah said, "Amichas achamar macher es hasiach," to digress and bring us another incredibly classic Agadah to Gemara that's going to go into tomorrow's daf. That be'ezras Hashem, we are going to begin with tomorrow. But for today, we'll come up for breath and just mention one final short ha'ara. So it was a short daf, and we'll mention a short ha'ara related to the theme of the last several dafin, which is Divrei Agada, specifically the Divrei Agada of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So how do we get into all the Agada to Gemaras? We're learning Perek HaMoichas HaSfina, which discusses a Sfina, and the Gemara told a whole bunch of stories, a whole bunch of fantastic stories, related to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana on a Sfina. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is on a Sfina, he's going here, he's going there, he sees this incredible thing, he sees that incredible thing. The Gemara from there went and told additional stories about Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, where Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is not on a Sfina, but he's part of a caravan that's traveling through the Midbar. And there he sees really, really incredible things. He sees the Meisei Midbar. He sees the Bnei Koirach. He goes to the site of Har Sinai. Fascinating Gemaras. I saw in the Toldos Tanan V'Amayram from Rav Hyman, he says that it's Pasha to him. And Be'ezus Hashem, as we continue doing what we do, we're going to keep our eyes out for it, that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was quote unquote, one of the Nechusei Yama. So Nechusei Yama is Hamoicher es Hasfina, Agadita, the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana term. But the way Rav Hyman uses the term Nechusei Yama is that there were certain Amayroim that were sent from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, to go find out what the Chachamim in those respective lands were saying with regards to certain halachas. And they were like shadars, right? So the Chido was a famous shadar. He wrote his Magal Tov, his diary, where he talks about his, the life and times where he was traveling through Europe, trying to raise money for the yeshuvim back in Chevron, back in Eretz Yisrael. There was a concept of a shlucha de Rabbanon. There were Nechusei Yama in the times of Chazal, says Rav Hyman, and they were shlucha de Rabbanon. Their job was to go, not raise money, but their job was to go collect halachas. And he says, I'll mention to you a couple of famous shadars, a couple of famous Nechusei Yama. These are names that I think we're pretty familiar with in our Chabura. Rav Dimi and Ravin, right? Ki yasa Rav Dimi, ki yasa Ravin. It's funny. Normal you learn that Rav Dimi lived in Bavel. He went there to Israel to learn by Rabbi Yochanan, and he came back and he said a lot of halachas that he heard from him. Ravin the same, and there are others throughout Shas that you find this theme of kiyasa. But Rav Hyman says that it wasn't a punkt. Rav Hyman says that it was a job. Rav Dimi was a shadar. He was sent by the Chachamim in Bavel, go to Eretz Yisrael, spend some time with Rabbi Yochanan, spend time with Rish Lakish, spend time with Rabbi Lazo, or Rabbi Avo, with the great Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael at the time, and come back, let us know what they have to say on certain topics. And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is such a shadar. And he brings so many different Gemaras outside the realm of the fantastic stories here in Amoichas HaSfina, where Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is constantly coming and going. In fact, you find this phrase of Kiyosa Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, just like you find it by Rav Dimi and Rav and by Yada Amiram. Because Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is taka one of the Nechusei Yama, not just Nechusei Yama in the Agadata sense, but Nechusei Yama, he was given this great task to be one of the Moisrei HaTayr. Rabbi, always say Rav Dimi and Rav are from the most underrated Amiram of all time, right? On the list, top 10 list of underrated, Rav Dimi and Ravin are right there. Because they have this critical job of bringing Torah from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, which is part and parcel of the Messiah of the Matike Shmua. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Barachana said Rav Hyman was one of these Matike Shmua. He was one of the Nechusei Yama. He had this job, and that's why he's constantly traveling. Now, it seems like Rabbi Barachana, in contrast to Rav Dimi and Ravin, took the long scenic route on his travels, because, I mean, he went places that, as far as we know, Rav Dimi and Ravin may have not gone. But the bottom line is, just a little bit of a better appreciation for Rabbi Barachana, why he's always on a boat, why he's always in a desert. And again, Be'ezer Hashem, something that's worth being mindful of, because just from going through Rav Hyman's Mar Mekayimus, this is going to come up again, where you'll see different Gemaras about Rabbi Barachana, who's on the go, and it's a tzush tell to all these Gemaras right here. It's not punk that he's on a Chalamay trips, right? This is his Avoida, he's a Shadar, and that's sort of the background of this whole Indian of Rabbi Barachana being on the move. Now, one of the things we talked about when we went through the Agadata is the stories of Rabbi Barachana. Are they meant to be taken literally, or are they not meant to be taken literally? So we said that if you go through the Mefarshe Agada Afernot right here in Amoichas Asvina, the Mashal says a few times, yeah, of course, there's different messages that are meant to be taken from these Gemaras, but at the same time, Ein Divrei HaGemara Yoytze Midei Pshutai, and they're very much meant to be taken literally. The Ben Yoyada, in his first comment on the Sugi, says, no way in the world are you supposed to take these Gemaras literally. The Maral says the same thing. Of course, these are all Mashals and Chidois, and you're not meant to take them literally. We said that really this Shiloh, where the Divrei HaGemara are meant for us to be understood literally, or there's some nimshal that is behind the curtain and the veil of the Divrei Agada that's really the avoda of what we're supposed to understand, was really a machlekes rishonim. It played itself out in a polemic that was written by Ramei Rabulafia, the Rama, in his Igrois HaRama, in his Kitab al Rasail, which made a big tumult. He sent it to the Chachmei Lunil. He was Shakl Vatari with the Rashmi Shans, who was the leading French Bali Tosfos at the time. But the bottom line is, this was a big Indian, and what emerged there was, is that there were two very, very strong conflicting opinions. Rabbi Aaron Baram Meshulam, one of the Chachmei Lunil, he writes to the Ramah, he says, any person that's a chacham, any person that has any seichel, understands that there's no way in the world that when you learn Divrei Agada, you're meant to take the words of Chazal literally. These are all mesholim, and it's the nimshol that's really the point. And the Rashmi Shans, when he got the letter from the Ramah, who's quoting what Rabbi Aaron Baram Meshulam said, he says, what? Rabbi Aaron Baram Meshulam said that every Baal Seichel understands that you're not supposed to take it literally? I'll just the opposite. Every Baal Seichel, any person who has Chachma Belibay, realizes that every single word that Chazal say, that whether we understand it or don't understand it, whether it makes us comfortable or uncomfortable, has to be taken 100% literally. So really, this Shaila was a major Shiloh back in the day. But we said that that's Pashat, that whether you're supposed to take these stories literally or not supposed to take these stories literally, ve'elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim, but for sure, there's a nimshal here. There's some machshava, there's some inyan that you're supposed to take from this. But the emes is, there's another derech, there's another school, as it relates to understanding Agadata. And I just want to mention it, b'kitzer, short, and then Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll pick this up another day. And that is the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. And the Gaon says his take on Agadata in many, 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 many places throughout his Sfarim. If you have Sfarim that have Perushim on the Gaon, they all cross-reference, and one leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another. You follow the paper trail, and really what you have is literally a whole pile of Sfarim and a whole list of different Maror Mekayimus, where the Gaon delineated his position of what perspective you're supposed to have when you learn Divrei Agada, and it's fascinating. In the Goyin's Pirush HaMishle, in Perichov Dalet Pasuk Lamed, so the Pasuk says, I'll stay ish otzel avarti, va'al kerem adam chasar lev. Famous psukim, v'hine Allah chuloi kim shoinim kasu panav charulim v'geder avon of neharasa. But Shlomo HaMelech says that I passed the field of a lazy person, and I passed the vineyard of a chasar lev, says the Goyin. that the pnimius of this pasuk is related to another pasuk in Mishlei, which Shlomo HaMelech said, "Lachu lachmu belachmi, ushesu b'yayin masachti." Says the Vilna Gaon, "Lachmi heim halachos udrushei Torah." Lachmi, the bread, is a reference to the halachos and all the drashos of Chazal. V'yayin hu agados. Wine in that pasuk is referring to Agadato. Asher shomo genuzin kol hasoidos. Because it's in Agadata that all the soides, all the secrets of the Torah, are buried. Ukemach Amru Chazal, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Adar Bon Shnin Michla Maili. Until a person turns 40, it's better for him to eat. Mikam Ve'elach, once you turn 40, then the proportions, the ratios are supposed to switch a little bit. Mishti Maili, it's better for a person to drink. So, Pashut, of course, the Gemara means what it says it means. That until a person turns 40, so you should eat more than you drink. Once you turn 40, so then you bring out the bottles. Says the Goyim, what's the Oymik? He says, the Oymik is because we know Kabbalah, a person's supposed to start learning. Dafka, when he turns 40, the Shach brings in the Shulchan Aruch. Kiyadua, Adar Bunch, and Michlu Maili. Until you turn 40, it's better to be Lechu Balachmi. Hey, Malach is the Jewish HaTorah. Obi Mikan Ve'elach, once a person turns 40, then already Mishti Maili. What's Mishti? It's Yai. Who are godos, asher shomo genuzin kol asoidos, because that's where all the soidos are, and that's when you're supposed to flip, and that's when all of a sudden the machshava and the way you go about it is supposed to be a little bit different. The Goyin, in his Pirish on Yeshaya, this is in Perikei Pasuk Yud, picking up in the middle of a shtickel. So the Goyin says as follows, Ushnei chalkei ha-Torah. There are two chalokim of the Torah. The entire Torah Shabbat Peh says the Goyin can be divided into two groups. Halachos, Va'agodos. And Nemar Olav, and it's regarding those two chalakim that Shlomo HaMelech said, L'chu lachmu belachmi, u'shesu b'yayin masachti. Like the Goyin says here in Mishlei. V'agodos, says the Goyin, nikro yayin, means wine. Shekein hasoidos genuzin ba'agodos. Because all the secrets of the Torah, the soides of the Torah, are all hidden in Agadato. V'yayin hu soid, and yayin is soid. K'moisha kasavti le'il, v'zeo mash amru chazal, ad mem shnin michlamal, exactly, almost verbatim what he says here in Mishlei. Then he goes, Vaita Vizel Shomru, and this is what Chazal meant, Mar Omar Imalon Shmaita, Umar Omar Imalon Agadata. So what's he referring to? He's referring to a Gemara, Mesechtes Bava Kama, a classic, the Perakah Koines, Daf Samach Amadeus. The Gemara says Rav Amir Rav Asi was sitting in front of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and they wanted Rav Yitzchak Nafcha to start talking and learning. So we don't know who said what, but one, either Rav Ami Rav Asi told Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Lema Mar Shmaitze. No, can the Rebbe say over Halacha? And the other one said, no, Lema Mar Agadata. Can the Rebbe say over Agadata? Pasach Lema Agadata. So he said, okay, I'm going to go with Agadata. Avavale Shafik Mar. The one that wanted a Shmaitze didn't let him say Agadata. So he says, okay, let me try Shmaitze. Pasach Lema Shmaitze. He tried saying Shmaitze, Avale Shafik Mar, the one that wanted Agadata. Avale Emsi told him, Emshel Lecham Moshel Ma Davadayma. Let me explain to you what's going on now with a famous Moshel. Adam Shishle Shtay Noshel. It was a person that had two wives. Achas Yoldav, Achas Kena. One was a younger wife, and the other one was an older wife. Yaldav Malaketes Leilavandas. The Yaldav would pull out all his white ears because she wanted him to look younger. Skena Malaketes Shchayrois. Whereas the Skena would pull out all his black ears because she wanted him to look older. And what happened with this person? Nimtza Kareach, Mikanu Mikan. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha told Rav Ami and Rav Asi, I'm trying to say Agadata, you're not letting. I'm trying to say Shmaitzi, you're not letting. It's like we can't talk and learning. Nimsa Kareach Mikan Mikan, says the Goyin. That really, if you understand the Pinimius, you'll realize that the Moshel and the Nimshel are mamish doima. Not punk the Moshel of a Nimsa Kareach Mikan Mikan. Chazal could have came up with different Mishalim. But this Moshel is mamish bediktok. And the reason is because Shmaitza really are black ears. Shmaitza is something that a person's supposed to learn when you're young. Adar bon shnin michla maili. Whereas agadato is soid. And soid is achar arbon shnin. Then it's already mishti maili. That's when you're supposed to start learning soid satayra. So really what I'm dealing with over here is I'm dealing with a yalda and I'm dealing with a skena. I have the yalda who's telling me shmaitza, shmaitza, shmaitza. And I have the skena who's telling me agadato, agadato, agadato. So says the goyin, the moshel and the nimshel are hachainu. Because agadato is soid, and soid for that already you have to be a skena, for that you have to be older, and that's mamish, this muscle right here. Just to come up for breath for 1 second, the idea that soid is associated with yayin, that's poshet. But that's something that everybody knows. Nichnas yayin, Chazal say, yotze soid. You know, Rabbi Loza Fleckless, wrote a sefer called the Havas David. The sefer Havas David was angled towards the Frankists that were very, very popular in Prague during the 18th century. They were the version 2.0 of the Sabathians, Advarim Atikin. And he wrote a whole sefer, Havas David, where he mamish talks about how their avoid is terrible. Now, the Frankists were very oisek in Kabbalah, but they were molly kresim shasu poiskim, and it was a distorted Sabathian form of Kabbalah, Dolashem, Yichurinian, right? And Rabbi Elazar Fleklis screams at them very, very sharply. There's one beautiful line, Rabbi Elazar Fleklis. I mean, there's many, the whole Sefer is classic. There's a place where the Chasam Sofer quotes the Sefer Havas David. But Toich Dvarav, he says something very interesting, where he says that the Gemara says, Kol Chamra, Deloidaru Aleh Alchat Las Maya, Lav Chamra. It's Rava's memra, like many of the wine memras. That Rava said that if you have wine and you don't dilute it with the proportion of 3 times water to the 1 time wine, it's not going to be good wine. So said Rabbi Elazar Fleklis, what's the oimik? He says, because everybody knows that yayin is soid. Nichnas yayin yotze soid. Dosh date in the svarim. That's a davar pashat. But we know there's 4 ways you can learn the Torah. It's pshat, remez, drush, and soid. The Oseos of Paradis. So he said, you want to learn Soid, of course. It's the holiest of the holy. It's the Kodesh Kedoshim. But at the same time, before you learn Soid, you have to learn Pshat, Remez, and Drush. So he said, Kol Chamra, any wine, the Loidaru Aleo Alchat Las Maya, that doesn't have 3 times the amount of water, Lad Chamra. If you don't have Pshat, Remez, and Drush, then your wine's not... So this Indian you find in so many Svarim, that Yayin is Soid, but the Goyin is saying a Chiddush, that you don't find in Svarim. And the Goyin is saying that Agadat is also Yayin. Because Agadat says the Goyin is really Soid. That's what Agadat is. And because Agadat is Soid, so therefore, Yayin, in these Psukim, L'chu lachmu balachmi, u'shesu b'yayin masachti, I'll stay ish otzel avarti, val kerem odom chasar lev, says the Goyen, it's agadato. Because agadato and soid are really one and the same. Another place that this Goyen is brought is in the Evan Shlema. The Evan Shlema in Perik Ches, Pasuk Chavav. So the Evan Shlema is similar to the Maaser Rav, which it wasn't written by the Vilna Gaon, but it's a likut that was written by the Talmidei Agra, Reb Shmuel Malzin, his son Reb Yitzchok Malzin, who's the author of the Siddur Siach Yitzchok, the Siddur Agra. These were kadmonim from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon, where he wrote different things that they knew from the Talmidei Agra about the Vilna Gaon. So the Gaon, it says as follows, Ha'agodois, when it comes to Agadata, which sometimes when you look at Agadata, it looks like it's Dvarim Betelim. You should know, Bahem Ganus Kalasoidus. All the secrets of the Torah are hidden inside those Agadata. But the point is, this is the Yesod of the Goyim. The Shnita of the Goyim was that in the Agadata are all the Soidus. And listen to this lashon. Shalafia nirichas v'sholam ein dvarim b'teilam. Right? You read these gemaras. It sounds like seriously, but you should know bahem ganus kalasoidus. On the bottom of this piece, so there's a ha'ara from the mechaber. So I don't know if it's from Reb Shmuel Malzin, his son Reb Yitzchok Malzin. Either way, it comes from a real, real makar where he brings from the Torah of the Vilna Gaon that the Gaon in some of his Sifrei Kabbalah said that this is the oimik of loyada ishes kfurasoi. About Moshe Rabbeinu. So we know nobody knows when Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, which literally means no one knows when Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. But the Goyen in his Torah said, what's the pnimius of the Inyan? He said, the pnimius of the Inyan is that Moshe means Torah's Moshe, right? If a person horavus on Torah, it's Nasa Torah delay. And Befrat Torah Shebiksav, which was Nitin Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. And Torah Shema Peh also. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is Moshe V'soyrasai. So what does it mean, V'loyada Ishes Kfurasai? What it means is we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is buried. What does that mean? It's referring to Torah Sassoid, which is hidden. It's gonus. It's buried in the Torah. But we don't know where that Torah is buried. And that's the oimik of V'loyada Ishes Kfurasai. But there's going to be a day where it's going to be Umal Aretz Deya. Kamayim layom mechasin, where all of a sudden all the seidus haTorah are going to come out, and the Goyin said that's pshat in what the Navi said that Torah chadasha meiti teitze. It doesn't mean chalila there's going to be a new Torah like some kitoy said, but what it means is that all the seidus of the Torah that are hidden, where right now it's vloyada yishes kfurasai, all of a sudden those Torahs are going to emerge and they're going to be clear to everybody, and everybody's going to be able to understand those Torahs. But that's this oimik that the Torah's aside is hidden, and where is it hidden? It's hidden in the Haggadah Torah. See, this is a game changer in terms of understanding Haggadah Torah for so many reasons. Number one, I think it adds a tremendous amount of clarity in terms of why the Nevi Yehuda wrote in his famous Tshuvas and other poskim as well that we can't paskin shailos based on Haggadah Torah. You can't paskin shailos based on Haggadah Torah. Why not? It's part and parcel of the Torah. So if you have something, right, a meshivan al Haggadah, there's such an idea. The Teretz is because these are all mishalim and they're not just mishalim. It's all Teretz HaSoid. And just like when it comes to Soid, the Chassam Sofer always wrote, Ein li'esek bin Astaris, even the Rav Shimon Sofer was made about what the Chassam Sofer knew in Kabbalah, which is Pashit from the Sifrei Chassam Sofer. But at the same time, when it comes to Halacha, in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, in Erechaim, Kuf Nun Zayin, he can't write Kabbalah because it's Soid, and Soid doesn't rear Zichon when it comes to Halacha L'maisa. Haggadah Torah goes into the Soid bucket, and if it goes into the Soid bucket, well, then there's an Inyan of you can't paskin based on this. We once spoke out of Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer said that you're allowed to use Haggadah Torah for good, not for bad. Fascinating idea. It's regarding the tshuva, Reb Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya. Right, remember that tshuva where there was a kohen who had a meeting in somebody's yard and all of a sudden he sees a matzev and it says, Poi nitman, Reb Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya, a ganze meisland, he comes running to his rav who sent the shayla to the Chassam Sofer, meaning he was a kohen, so if this is a real Kever Yisrael, he probably can't be there. And the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva that seems this person had died hundreds of years earlier. And is there a problem for this person to be there not or not? I mean, what could possibly be remaining from the mace? The only thing that could be remaining is maybe some atzomais, rekav atzomais, and that's the shiloh. Did he have atzomais? Did he not have atzomais? And it's totally whether it was an Adam Kosher, not an Adam Kosher, because an Adam Kosher maintains his atzomais. Someone that's not an Adam Kosher, so atzomais of nirkavim, he wouldn't lose it. So the Chassam Sofer said, we have to figure out, was he a kosher or is he not a kosher? So he says, oiki hai gavra chazoke, we have no idea who this person was, but it was Kapaskin and a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer that he was an Adam Kosher. And then the Chassam Sofer said one amazing thing. He says, if you look at the Matzev, it says that he died Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, I'm thinking that the Gemara says that if somebody dies Erev Yom Kippur, it's a bad sign. So maybe that's a raya that he wasn't an Adam Kosher. So the Chassam Sofer says, I'm going to tell you a rule. You could only use Haggadah to Gemara for good things. Never use it for bad things. So he says, if someone's mace for Erev Yom Kippur, it's a bad sign. That's a bad thing? I don't know what it means. So it is. Above my pay grade, the Chassam Sofer says, you can't use Haggadah. It's an unbelievable use. I don't know where this comes from. But this is what the Chassam Sofer says, that you could only use Haggadah because this is Soid. And once you're dealing with Soid, so Soid goes into a whole different pocket. Eli Esek bin Astaris. By definition, it's Vloyoda and Sheskfura. So you're not supposed to understand 100% what this means. But the bottom line is, Haggadah in the Beis Medrash from the Vilna Gaon is Soid. And that's why, here's the punchline, that's why it was written in this way. Meaning, let's say you take the approach that Haggadah is not Soid. This is an imshal. So why are you telling me the mashal? When every Haggadah to Gemara is Azad Dubna Magid, if it's Soid, you understand why it's B'derech Mashal, B'derech Ida. Because Soid is, by definition, have to be hidden. It's not meant for everybody. Not everybody is able to learn Soid, and it's precisely in Dafka for that reason that it was that way. Then that's, if you go through these guys, that's what he's saying. It's Dafka. Dafka Derech Mashal Echida. You know why? Because this is not Torah that's allowed to be revealed. Because V'lo Yodai Yishas Kfur Asai. It has to be hidden. It has to. One day will be a Mal Aretz Day. This will be the Torah Chadosh. And the Iti Teitze. Where all of a sudden all the Soidus of the Torah are going to be not Shayach. And like the guy said, L'Vyosan Zeh Yotzar Tal Asachik Boy. We'll have more Havanas and more Havanas and more Havanas. But the point is that right now, it was all hidden behind these mishalim, and it wasn't like just because it's a cute way of doing it. It has to be that way because this is soid, and soid by definition has to be hidden. You know, one other thing that the Goyin says in the Evan Shlema, as it relates to Teres HaKabbalah, Teres HaSoid, this is in Perek Yud Aleph Gimel. He says, "Hagu'ula hazois loytiyeh rak al yedei limud haTorah." The Geula that we're all waiting for, and that we daven for every single day, is going to come al yedei limud haTorah. And then he says, The Iker HaGeula is going to be told in limud haKabbalah. And this really comes from the Beis Medrash of the Ramchal, but that's what the Goyin said. He said, HaGeula azois loytiyeh rak al yedei limud haTorah, V'Iker HaGeula talya b'limud haKabbalah. The Iker HaGeula is going to come from Kabbalah. So interesting that, again, in Bava Basra, there's so much Agadah to Gemara. I mean, you have the most famous Agadah to Gemara is in Shas, of Rabbi Bar Bachan. The whole Perek HaShutfin was all Agadah to Gemara. Tomorrow's daf is going to start again with Agadah to Gemara. There's so much Agadah to Gemara in Bava Basra, and I just can't get away from this Machshava, from this Zohar in Parshas Pinchas that says, Bava Basra is Geula, Bava Basra is Geula. That's what Bava Basra represents. If it represents Geula, so Iker ha-gu'ulu lo'itiyah, el al-yidei chachmas ha-kabbalah, in the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. That's why there's so much Agadata. Because Agadata is Yayin, which is Soit. When we learn Agadata Gemaras, we're learning Teres HaSoit, which that could be Zoicha through the limud of Agadata Gemaras, which, you know, we try to understand a little bit. But at the very least, on some level, it's a limud of Kabbalah that everyone is Shayach to, because everyone learns Agadata Gemara. We should be zoicha to the geula. We should be zoicha to the sudas alav yasan that the goyin describes, which is going to be the time where you're going to have the yayin hamashomer, the real yayin with all the sodas atayra. Then here be amen or amen.